Amen.
Amen. Quarter after 12. That's 12:15.
11:15.
Oh, 11:15. Yeah. So I have half an hour. I have half an hour. Hello. Please give me your smile. I bring greetings from all the churches from the Himalayan region, and want to say thank you because I remember in the fall of 1998, the leadership team church prayed for us to go back to Kathmandu and plant a kingdom community / church, okay? And so many have come to our place, prayed, gave, and of course, the result doesn't belong to us. The result belongs to God. But just to cheer you up, through us, so far, God has planted 26 churches and 4 more just planned on the way. Does it excite you? Why don't we give a big hand to the Lord, okay? More, louder. Hey! I like noise, okay? I don't know. In our church, people sing and dance and loud, okay? Everybody knows, eh? So good to be back. Good to be back home, okay? I remember when we first came here, Asher was 9 months old. So now he's here 20 years old and going to university here. Anyway, I felt I landed here in the midst of all the mysteries that's going around here. Amen. Yeah, I call it mystery because some people say it's the issues, or some say it's the problems, it's difficulty. Some say it's a hardship or persecutions, you know. But I see this in the kingdom of God as mysteries that I don't know. Amen. That's a better way to, that's how I term it. It's a mystery, okay? And in the scripture it says, when you're going through the mysteries in the kingdom of God and you don't know how to pray, then you pray in tongue. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So when I hear mysteries that's going around in your church, I don't know how to pray. I just say, Rabashandaraba, Koraba, Rabashadarebe, Rabashandaraba. That's the language that God has given me to talk to him. Amen. I don't have a message today. I have few instructions. If that's okay with you, is that okay? I'm going to go back home with few instructions, okay? And hope you will ponder when you go back home. You'll ponder on those instructions. And find your way. Find your way, okay? Because there is a way. There is a way, okay? I need my glass. I'm going to talk a little bit, before I go to the instructor. I'm going to talk about a topic called Jesus in the boat and Jesus outside the boat. Okay? And I'll give you scripture references. You can copy, paste for your later, your devotional time. And the scripture is Matthew 14, 25 to 31. Okay? And then another one is 1 Corinthians, okay, chapter 14 and from verse 22 to 25. You know the two stories. One story is Jesus was in the boat and then the storm surrounded the ship, the boat. You know that story? Everybody knows that story? So I need to explain the story, okay? And you know what happened? Jesus calmed the storm. Everybody knows that. There's another story. Jesus was not on the boat, but he was walking in the water, yes? And Jesus said to Peter, come. And what happened? Peter jumped. And he started walking in the water, and he started drowning. And then Jesus gave his hand and just pulled him out of the water. And you know the story, yes? And now, the way I see it to me is like, you know, when I started my journey as a believer, I was in the world. You know, I was functioning as a member of the world system, okay? Everything was based on the wisdom that I gained in the world. Everything I processed in that system was with the wisdom that I learned in the world. I call it the, I lived my life with the, becoming an intellectual. I call it the world intellectual. That helped me how to survive in the world. So basically, before I gave my life to Christ, I had all those worldly wisdom, worldly knowledge, worldly skills, worldly whatever to survive in the world. So I'm going this here, okay? So then what happened? The biggest miracle took place in my life. The biggest miracle took place in my life. That was the day when I gave my life to Christ. And what happened? Guess what happened? I realized that the biggest miracle that took place in my life when I gave my life to Christ was the transforming power of God started working in my life. That time was, to me was like, that moment to me was like, I was in the boat, my own boat of the world. And Jesus saying, jump, follow me. Okay, I was like Peter, you know, in my own boat. I felt like Jesus saying, follow me, walk in the water with me. And I had nothing. My boat was all cracking. My boat was old. I was struggling in the world. I didn't know the answer. So what happened? That moment, I jumped off from my whatever boat I had that time, and I started following Christ. And I started seeing miracles because I was trying to walk in the water. I said Jesus was there. As I walked more, few steps was all good. You know, the first few years of being a Christian is so nice. You know, everybody loves you. Everybody hugs you. Everybody welcomes you in their home. You know, everybody wants to be your friend. So all those few steps was all nice to me. Then suddenly, you know, I started seeing mysteries in the community, or mysteries that I don't understand in the kingdom of God. I started drowning myself. Then, you know, I still have to look to Jesus and say, okay, you know, we are drowning, you know. And then the good thing was, my eyes were not drifting right and left. My eyes were focused on Jesus, so he lifted me up. You know, guess what happened? You know what? Then everything's all good, just like Peter. Then Jesus put Peter back to the boat. Now I have this boat called church. I have this boat called church, and I am now stuck with managing this boat. Because I'm the leader, I'm the pastor. You know, I have people in this boat, and sometimes, you know, I don't even know where my boat is. I don't even know how to sail the boat. I wish as a pastor, you know, I wish I didn't have the boat. I wish I just be with Jesus and me, you know, walking in the water. Now, you know, in the beginning of, you know, fall of 98, you know, Jesus said, follow me. I'll take you to Kathmandu. Oh, nice, you know, because Winnipeg was all, oh, the Winnipeg people were behind me. You know, the prophets were behind me. The words were given to us, you know. We're so nice. You know, I had my car here, you know, my Vi car, you know, old Jetta. I was living in the, everything was all good, you know. And Jesus says, you know, now jump off the boat. And we're so excited. We are so nice. And we jumped off the boat and we went to Kathmandu. And one of my pastors said to me, who's going to come to your church? Nobody's going to come to your church. My friend pastor said to me, and I just woke up and said, yeah, who's going to come to me? Who's going to come to my church? Who's going to come to this church? Because in Winnipeg, I was in the middle of all these great people, and we were shipped to Kathmandu. There was no one. And then I realized that I don't know what happened to me. Spontaneously, I told my friend, yes, nobody will come to my church, but the church that Jesus is starting, there'll be people. And now we have 20 to 30 churches going on, okay? What I'm saying is, now I have this boat. I'm so stuck managing this boat. I'm so focused on my boat, okay? I'm just focusing, you know? Sometimes we get stuck in the church, you know? Sometimes we get stuck because we are so manage our life, you know? Oh, manage my life. Manage my family. Oh, manage this and manage that. Because I have to move from here to there, you know? And I don't even see Jesus standing in the water and calling me. Sometimes I get so caught up with this boat, okay? Because this boat becomes everything to me. And nothing wrong, because God has given me a boat. I need to move the boat from one location to the other location. And I get so much, you know. And as a pastor, I just want to get out of the boat sometimes. I just want to leave everyone, you know, because I want, still want to touch the hand that Jesus, you know, touched when I started with. You know what I'm saying? And we have so many issues in this boat now, you know. This boat starts leaking sometime. Oh, this boat starts falling this side. I'm fixing that door. I'm fixing that window, you know. And we call that issues. And many times I find this boat is sinking. I don't know where you are. Oh, my boat is sinking. Oh, God has given this wonderful boat. It was so nice, you know. It was so nice and polished in the beginning, you know. All, you know, paint, fresh paint, you know. Now after 23 years, 22 years, it's hole here, you know. Oh, he was supposed to, you know, paddle that way. This guy is paddling that way. Then I read another story. I just want to leave the boat. I just want to again start the fresh that I, you know, I want to be a Peter. But I realized that God has given me this boat now. And I just started reading another scripture I already gave you. It says that Jesus was on the boat too. And the storms were outside. Then I realized that, oh, the miracle was just when I jumped in. The miracle was happening even when Jesus was inside the boat. And I realized that I need to gain the art, I need to learn the art of seeing where Jesus is. I don't know, maybe, I don't know how you would get catching me or not. Maybe if I'm speaking riddles. Then I realized that, oh, I thought Jesus was there, I need to jump in faith. Because the scripture says, without faith you cannot please God. And scripture says, righteousness shall live by faith. So in faith, I jumped off the boat. And I thought that that's where I'm going to live. Now I have this boat. And suddenly I realized that Jesus is in the boat. And I thought he's sleeping like what the disciple thought. Then I realized that, oh, I just need to see where he is. Many times when I get so much focused on this, my boat, I don't see Jesus where Jesus is. I just told you before that we have, you know, when I see, like, you know, I call it the mysteries in the kingdom of God. You know, in our language we call it issues, we call it, you know, problems, we call it difficulties, we call it challenges. We you know, go to this. I always say it's a mystery that I don't understand, because God is in it. You know, like Andy was saying, come Holy Spirit, you know, before he was doing this, you know. And this God just hit me so hard and said, I'm already here. Where am I? I was thinking, where am I? I'm asking the Lord, Lord, give me the art to see, or courage to jump off the boat sometimes, or courage to stay in the boat but see where you are. Sometimes we get so focused on the mysteries that we forget. We don't see Jesus, whether he's inside or outside. Make sense? So few instruction. So few instruction for the church. When you experience, when you experience, is that the right, how you say? How you say? Experience. When you experience, don't say issues or don't say problems. You say, when I experience mysteries in the kingdom of God, in the boat. Number one, as a believer, as a follower of Christ, the first important qualification for a disciple of Christ is we need to gather around Jesus. That's what the disciple used to do. That's what the apostle used to do. If you look at the whole stories of the disciples, what they used to do, the first qualification, the first passion for a disciple was, because when they were out in the world, they didn't know what was happening, because everyone was after them. The Pharisees were after them. The leaders were after them. The Romans were after them. They didn't know what was happening. They were always under the mysteries that was that was brought in their life. So disciple, first thing that disciple did was they gathered around Jesus. Number two, when you go through the mysteries or see mysteries in the kingdom of God or in the book, I will request you, don't look for answers. Because we are so taught to use our brain to understand the mysteries of God. Our worldly brain can never figure out or never find answers of the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is living. The kingdom of God is living. And you need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspired wisdom. You need the Holy Spirit to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So now what you do? You kneel down and start praying and fasting. I want to request everyone, when you see in this boat the mysteries that you don't understand, go to your knees and pray and fast. Start praying fast until you get the answer. Because I know the answer comes from the Lord. He's going to give you the answer that you need. It's not my answer that I created. It's not the answer based on my understanding of the whatever that I know. It's not the answer that I learned from that and this and that. But when you go, We read this scripture all the time, okay? We read actually this to our children. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. My heart, like, I'm really, really, join my hands. I join my hands and beg. I love this community, okay? I love this church. I love people. I love the vision. When the church is going through, when you see this mystery is going in the boat, we have to come to our knees and start praying and fasting and seek the Lord. Would you say yes? Because we don't do that. We don't do that. We start using our, theological mindset. Or my, understanding of this issues. Understanding of that issues. Understanding of that background. Understanding about the culture. Understanding about the history of the... goes on and on and on and on and on. But nobody is willing to spend time with the Lord and say, Lord, where are you? Because He's going to lead us. He's going to lead us. I have hundreds of stories that I've seen God led me. The answer, He has the answers for everything. We are not living in this place and joining a group where their God has a deficit answer. For God, nothing is gray. For God, everything is black and white. He is the light, and He has called us to live in the light. I'm going home, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to call all our churches. I'm going to rally all my people and say, it's time that we need to fast and pray for the Winnipeg Center Vineyard. But I want to call you. I want you to join me in this prayer. Please, don't look for answers. Don't find answers. Don't create answers. Don't go to the books. Don't go to history. Don't go to the culture. Don't go to the whatever worldly wisdom that you've gained, wherever. I want, there's a place, there's a safe place for you. There's a safe place for you. That's in the feet of Jesus. Amen. He's going to talk to you. He's going to help you. He's going to answer you. He's going to sort out whatever the question that you have. Because I know I'm part of a living God. He speaks, He hears, He has the answers. He can solve anything that you think that you cannot solve. Don't use your brain to solve. That's something that you can't solve. You have to get to your knees and pray and ask the Lord and spend time with the Lord. Pray one day. If you don't get the answers, don't worry. Pray in the second day. If you don't get the answer, third day, pray for the fourth day. What's wrong? Pray for the fifth day. Do you know that? All our churches in Sikkim fasted and prayed for 9 months. And in the ninth month, God answered our prayer. That's like impossible for, if you hear that story, you'll be on the floor right now. But I didn't go there. We prayed 9 months. It took 9 months. We prayed and fasted. We didn't see the answers. We kept fasting, pray. We didn't see the answer. We kept, because we knew there's a time for answers that we need, that we have. And God has taught us. God has taught us to pray a prayer. That prayer is about prayer of Jesus. You know, what's that prayer? You know, can you, okay, I'll start. Can you pray with me? Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. It applies to the answers that you need. This, you can say, give my answer today of today. When you start praying and fasting, God will answer you, give you the answer that you need for today. And for tomorrow's answer, we trust God and wait, because tomorrow, whatever the answer you need for tomorrow, that's going to come to you. We, as with our little brain, this little brain, my little brain, I want to figure, I want the answers that's going to come to me after 10 years. Am I God? Do you think I have the ability to see that far? I've realized that, no, Lord, give me strength for today, hope for tomorrow. That's the prayer I do. Lord, give me strength for today and hope for tomorrow. I'm in this boat. I don't know where this boat is going to end. I don't know what's in front of me. Maybe a storm or maybe a soothing water. I don't know. But I need to sail. But I know, as long as I have the answer for today, as long as I have the bread for today, I know my God is going to supply all the answers that I need tomorrow. That's so soothing. That's so no pressure. That's so easy. Isn't it? Kingdom of God is so easy. It's so simple. It's so basic. But we create complicated, you know, like we use our brain. I have friends who tells me, oh, I've been thinking on this issue for almost 6 months. And that's fine. Oh, you are a good thinker. You're thinking for this, whatever, for 6 months. And I asked, okay, in 6 months of your thinking, how much you prayed? These are instructions, okay? How much time you spend praying for this, whatever, that you've been thinking for 6 months? And I will say, thinking doesn't bring any answers. You can think for another 12 years, and you'll be in the same spot. But I suggested my friend, why not stop thinking, start praying, fasting, going on your knees. Because God will answer your prayer. God will answer your questions. I have this boat. You know, when you hear, oh, all these churches going on, we are planning, so do you think that I don't have mysteries? I have mysteries in every pockets. But I don't care. Because mysteries are mysteries. I don't even like, yeah. But what is important in the mystery, time of mystery, is like, I go to my knees. And I seek the Lord. And I fast and pray. And every time, He answered me. And when I hear the answer, that's life to me. And I, with that life, I continue to follow His footstep and say yes to the Lord. But as soon as I start using my brain, it leads me to nowhere. It leads me to more confusion. It leads me to no answer. It leads me to more confusion, more frustrations. Please. You know the mysteries that you are going through. I know everybody is saying, mysteries. So many mysteries here. You have your own mystery. You have your own questions. And now there's so more questions now. If you don't go to your knees, you know, after one year, I'll come back and you'll have more questions. And I say, like, what to do? Please, 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 please. I think it's time for us as a community, as people, that we need to get to our knees. That's the word for you. An instruction. He's going to speak to you, and He's going to speak to the leadership. He's going to Because this is his church. And just to, I have 3 minutes. Just to help you, when I landed here, you know, I was surrounded by the mysteries, yes? And I was really in pain and I was really in crying. And I said, Lord, like, you know, I love this community. I love people. I love everything. And like, I don't have the answers. And of course, you know, the leadership team, they want me to speak, you know, as if I have the answer. You know? And I'm the least educated, I'm least informed person on some of the mysteries that you guys are going through. Culturally wise, theologically, whatever. But I'm always relying on what the Holy Spirit got to say on this one. I'm always falling back to what you have to say on this one. What the Holy Spirit is saying on this one. What the Holy Spirit you are saying to this one. That's where I fall back. That's the only source I have. And then we ate some burger. So we ate some burger at the fork. The fork? Forks? Forks. Yeah. Forks. You guys have a beautiful burger. You have a meat and the blueberry sauce. And when you eat, it tastes like ice cream and meat eating together. But I was talking with one of my friends, and you know, we're talking about these things, and my heart was like, you know, because I was hoping that I'll have some answers by the end of this trip to my people that I love. Maybe I can help, but I'm helpless. Have you been in that place? You want to help, but you're helpless. That's like worst, you know. Like somebody said to me, the pain of not catching a fish is, the pain of not catching a fish is seeing someone catch the fish, you know. It's like, what do you call that? How do you say that? The pain of not catching fish, not you don't catch the fish, you know. The more pain is when you see somebody catch the fish and you don't catch the fish, you know. I just learned that, okay. And with this wrestle and whatever I was, my heart was like overburdened. I felt this, and I was coming back. We're driving back to the car, and the Holy Spirit hit me so hard as I was walking towards the parking lot. Holy Spirit hit me so hard, and He said to me, "I'm the one." He said, "Noel, relax." He said to me, "Noel, you relax." Huh? And He said, "I'm the one who's that rattling." I'm talking the mysteries. I'm the one who's rattling. And He said, "Because I want my church back." Jesus said He wants His church back. I don't know. I can explain. I don't have answers. What does it mean? But God is in it, in the midst of all these mysteries. And what does it mean that God has said to me? And I came back and I was really happy and I shared this to my friends and said, the rattling or whatever is God's doing. Because He wants His church back. And He is taking His church back because the church belongs to Him. And I'm happy that we are part of it. And I don't know what He's doing. I think He's doing something good to me. I trust that. Whatever happens in my life, there's a reason. You know? And there's a reason. This reason is good. You know? The result is for good. So I was so happy and said, okay, Lord, still I don't have the answers. And the answer that I realized was God said to me, okay, do you want to understand more? I said, yes, Lord, I want more answers. He said, don't use your brain now. Don't try to figure it out. Because you don't have the answer. You cannot find it. He said, I'm the one who will give you the answer. I'm the one who is going to lead you. I'm the one who is going to, you know, hold you. I'm the one who is going to speak to you. I'm the one who is going to show you. And I said, Lord, then what's my response? He said, seek me and you will find me. How I should do? Go to your knees. Cry out to me. Because I'm the one who is going to hear. Having said that, I mean, coming to my end of what I shared. He's outside the boat. Sometimes He's in the boat. Ask the Lord to give us eyes to see where He is. If God is asking you today to jump off the boat, please jump off the boat. Don't worry. The boat is not sinking. In the boat illustrations, you find the boat never sank. Pray for Nepal. Pray for Himalayan region, because I have a boat. It's a big boat now. I have to accommodate everyone. I have all kinds of mysteries going on. But I always look at Jesus, are you outside the boat asking me to jump off? Asking me to walk in the water with you? Are you inside the boat? Sometimes you think that in your boat there is no Jesus because of the mysteries. You don't feel God. You don't see God. Oh, God is maybe in Himalayan region because they are planting so many churches. There is no God here. He left. No. Maybe you don't see boats. Maybe you don't see Jesus in the boat. Maybe God is there asking you to take, you know, jump off the boat and just follow Him. He's there somewhere. He's there. Just need to look around. Please, 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 to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Don't use. Let's not use our worldly intellectual mind. Let's never use our worldly intellectual mind to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. And He is here. Why don't we stand, okay? And just open our hand. And Andy can help me, I don't know, but let's just, you know, let's soak in. If you don't understand the mysteries, and if you want to understand the mysteries, and if you don't know how to pray, you pray in tongue. Father, help us to get down to our knees now. We'll stop whatever that influences us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities that's in the air and on this earth. We come to you, Lord. Just in obedience to faith, can you pray like by speaking words? Because sometimes we think prayers, okay? When you're not uttering a word, is that right? When you're not speaking the prayer, I call it you're thinking the prayer. Okay, so when God says prayer, means he's not saying think the prayer. A lot of us think the prayer, okay, like, a thinking prayer. It makes sense? That's how Nepali does. So let's not think of a prayer. Let's pray means we have to. Words has to come out of your mouth. That's a step of obedience. And the Lord will hear. He will hear your uttered words. Is that okay? So just am I forcing anyone? Am I invading your privacy? No. No. Okay, let's again open our hand and let's utter a prayer. Let's not think prayer. However you want to pray, okay, to the Lord, you know, to the Holy Spirit. Let's all do. Let's be a little louder, okay? Let's not think prayer. Let's pray. More prayer. Let's a little bit, you know, I can take 2 more minutes. Let's continually pray for 2 minutes. Let's try, okay? Can we try 2 minutes long prayer? Don't go back to thinking mode, okay? Let's it's hard. 2 more minutes of non-stop prayer, okay? Let's try. Come, Holy Spirit, you're already here. In the name of Jesus. 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 In your name, Father. In your name, Father. I stand here, Father, and I pray against the evil devices of the enemy, Lord, that's been thrown at this community, Father. I bring peace and I bring healing. I bring your joy, Lord, in this place. Your kingdom now. If you need to say sorry to Jesus, this is the best time to say sorry now. If there's something that you need to ask the Lord to forgive you, this is the best time for you now. We stand in front of Him, and the Holy Spirit is here to help us. Yatterebe karabashat darabakar.